This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in Kuala Lumpur for a state visit to Malaysia. It's the second leg of Xi Jinping's maiden trip to Southeast Asia since he assumed the presidency in March. During his stay in the country, the Chinese president is scheduled to meet with the Supreme Head of State, Abdul Halim Muzaddin Shah. He'll also hold talks with Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak. Two leaders will attend the China-Malaysia Economic Cooperation Summit as well. Gunshots have been fired outside the U.S. Capitol in Washington. The incident began after police began a chase after a car, tried to ram through the White House barricade. This led to an entire lockdown at the Capitol complex for about an hour, also forced both houses of Congress into recess. The vehicle was driven by a woman who had a one-year-old child with her. The woman has been confirmed killed after a crash involving her vehicle. The child has since been taken to hospital. The condition of the child has not been disclosed. Authorities say there is no connection to terrorism. Ahead of that disruption, U.S. lawmakers have been trying to find common ground to try to end the government shutdown. The House had just finished up approving legislation aimed at putting National Guard Reserve members back on the job. At least 130 African migrants have been killed and many more are missing after their boat capsized off the southern Italian island of Lampedusa. It's being reported the ship caught fire, with passengers reportedly throwing themselves into the sea to escape the smoke and flames. Over 150 others did survive. The number of missing is still unclear. Wreck is one of the worst such disasters to occur off the Italian coast in recent years. A national day of mourning has been declared. Earlier this week, 13 migrants drowned while trying to reach Sicily. In the wake of the latest incident, the Italian government is calling on its European Union partners to take more collective responsibility. The United Nations says a growing number of people trying to make it to the Italian shores are from Syria. A new tropical storm has formed in the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters in the U.S. are projecting Tropical Storm Karen is going to hit the U.S. Gulf Coast. Currently, it's tracking toward New Orleans and may make it there later on this Friday. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has already declared a state of emergency for the state. In the meantime, Karen is bringing heavy rains to the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. Mexico is still trying to recover from Hurricane Ingrid and Tropical Storm Manuel. The two storms hit on both sides of the country at virtually the same time, leaving at least 159 people dead in Mexico. Storms also forced tens of thousands of people out of their homes. The Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, has found a fresh leak in a storage tank reportedly holding highly radioactive water. Authorities admit the contaminated water may have entered the Pacific Ocean. TEPCO officials are suggesting the overflow is the result of a worker misjudging the capacity of the tank that's tilting due to an uneven location. An estimated 400 liters of water has leaked and may have reached the sea via a ditch next to a concrete barrier surrounding the tank and four others. Plant has experienced several leaks since being crippled by an earthquake and tsunami back in 2011. TEPCO discovered a leak of at least 300 tons of highly radioactive water at a different part of the plant last month. The government announced this past month a $100 million U.S. dollar plan of building a frozen wall around the plant to try to stop the leaks. At least 42 people have been confirmed killed after a surge in the number of wasp attacks in the northern Chinese province of Shanxi. Some 1,640 others have been injured in the spate of attacks. Most of the attacks have involved farmers and other people working outside. At the moment, experts say they don't quite know what's causing the unusual amount of attacks. Fire departments in the province have started removing and destroying hundreds of hives. Guidelines for diagnosing and treating wasp attack victims have also been issued. Local agencies are also being urged to follow procedures and ensure patients get early treatment. A pink diamond unveiled by Sotheby's, said to be the most expensive diamond ever to be auctioned. The 59.60-carat oval-cut pink diamond, known as the Pink Star, estimated to be worth over $60 million U.S. dollars once it goes under the hammer. Sotheby's says it's received the highest color and clarity grade from the Gemological Institute of America. The original rough diamond was mined in Africa back in 1999 and cut and polished over a course of 2 years. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.